Good afternoon, Audio Boobies. It's Mark's Cub here. Just thought I'd give you a quick update, seeing as it's a fantastic sunny Friday afternoon down here in Berkshire. Of course, it's a week to go until that magnificent event, the Royal Wedding, of which I'm very excited. And I thought I'd just read to you something which I discovered in the Times Online edition today. It reads as follows. Elizabeth II, by the grace of God of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, and of our other realms and territories, Queen, Head of the Commonwealth, Defender of the Faith. To all to whom these presents shall come, greeting. Whereas by an Act of Parliament entitled An Act for the Better Regulating the Future Marriages of the Royal Family, it is amongst other things enacted that no descendant of the body of His Late Majesty King George II, male or female, other than the issue of princesses who have married or may hereafter marry into foreign families, shall be capable of contracting matrimony without the previous consent of His Majesty, his heirs or successors, signified under the Great Seal, and declared in council, Now know ye that we have consented, and do by these presents signify our consent to the contracting of matrimony between our most dearly beloved grandson, Prince William Arthur Philip Louis of Wales, KG, and our trusty and well-beloved Catherine Elizabeth Middleton, in witness whereof we have caused our Great Seal to be affixed to these presents, given at our court at Buckingham Palace the 9th day of February 2011, in the 60th year of our reign, by the Queen herself signed with her own hand. Now, for those of you who aren't either royalist like me, or not based in the UK and perhaps don't have much understanding of what the hell's going on, this is actually a legal document. You can find a picture of it in the Times website, and I will post a picture with this boo, but it probably won't be particularly clear. And basically, Prince William and all other descendants of the Queen cannot marry without one of these documents, because of the Act of Succession, which was enacted in 1772 by King George III. So, you see, it's a lovely document, it's very pretty, because it's got all the seals on it, and it's got various artwork on it representing both Catherine and William, and the country, and the Queen's Great Seal itself. So, and it is literally signed by her in person, and she does have to make that declaration in the Privy Council. So it's really one facet of the pomp and circumstance that surrounds a royal wedding. It probably does seem very strange to a lot of people, particularly in the European republics, that we go through all of this effort for two people getting married. But at the end of the day, we know that William will be the head of our state at one point, and it's basically like if President Obama's daughters got married or something like that. It's probably the closest thing. It's also something that the country really desperately needs. A bit of pomp and circumstance, a bit of the ceremony that we're very good at and very well known for, and is part of our tradition. I think it's a great thing. Those of you, the naysayers will say, well, what about the expense of it? Well, most of you should be aware that both the Queen and the Middleton family have paid for most of it. Yes, the state will have to pay for the security, for the various diplomats and so on, but I think it's bloody worth it. It's not every year that the heir to the throne gets married. And I think we should all really enjoy it and celebrate it and being part of the great thing that is the United Kingdom. Anyhow, I shall leave it at that. I hope you've enjoyed this, and I'll speak to you all soon. Bye.